You're now taking a trip inside our communities, a series brought to you by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF. The World Bank funded and JSIF implemented Inner City Basic Services Project seeks to improve the quality of life in 12 targeted communities across the island through the provision of social services and infrastructural developments. The project is now at an end in these communities. Last time, we heard about some of the social services provided by the ICBSP team in Whitfield Town. This week, we'll take a look at the infrastructural developments carried out under the project in this community.
One of the major ones was the zinc fence removal, where the zinc fences, you know, the corrugated steel, those were removed and some 6-inch concrete block walls were placed about 5 to 5.5 feet high. So it improved the aesthetics of the community.
President of the Whitfield Town Zone B Community Committee, Fabian Bernard. The zinc fence removal exercise was carried out throughout the 4 zones of the community. Over in Zone D, Community Committee President Robert Taylor says residents are comforted by the added security provided by the block and steel walls.
Give the community a sense of security, whereas if you can lay down your bed, if a shot of fire, now apply to the zinc and looking at the board out anymore, you know, it's stuck in the wall.
As we'll hear from Zone B's Fabian Bernard, the ICBSP facilitated work on a number of roads in the community.
Most of the roads in the area, these roads were fixed back in the 1970s, early 80s. And no other remedial work were done on them except for Walton Park, which is the main thoroughfare. But last year, JSIF instituted a road maintenance program where most of the roads in the community were resurfaced. So we have very good roads to drive on now. Street signs are also done for all of the roads. And so anybody coming in the community can easily find where they are going.
A multi-purpose court was also built to serve the community's sporting needs.
It was done in Zone C, but it served the community both in Zone C and B, you know. They play netball there, football in the evening sometimes, and basketball. In Zone B, they were called that up, received it from side to side, and so and turned that into our little play area.
In addition, youngsters from the Whitfield Town benefited from summer employment through a project which allowed them to give back to their community.
We have a program with a company, the YEP, Youth Engagement Program, where they uplift some of the basic school them through the summer program and all those things.
Painting and beautification were done. The aesthetics are most of these schools, they were in a dilapidated state. So most of them were painted and bathrooms fixed and stuff like that.
Zone B President Fabian Bernard and before him David Mowat, President of the Zone C Community Committee. With the Inner City Basic Services project now at an end in Whitfield Town, residents are grateful for the work done to improve the quality of life in their community.
So the infrastructure is there that the community tremendously benefited from. That's been a tremendous success, the ICSP program.
David Mowat, president of the Zone C Community Committee. That's it for this edition of Inside Our Communities, brought to you by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF. For more information on this and other programs, call 968-4545 or visit our website at jsif.org. And remember to like our Facebook page. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.